Should get Big Maxie down in the square. Here he comes. Here it is. He sets it up for Big Max. Here he comes, Maxie.
Oh, JB.
Look at the miss on Big Maxie Gawn.
Max Gawn, a chance to level things up. Kick is on the way. It's a good kick by the Big Maxie.
Let him go.
He's a superstar, Max Gawn, and I don't know where he is in the world at the moment, but I reckon he's listening to that on his phone with a nice smile on his face, as I was. The Melbourne Ruckman yesterday in a 49-point win, 19 disposals, 7 marks, 57 hitouts. By gee, he's got a sore hand. He joins us now. One of the stars of the competition, one of the nice blokes as well, Maxie Gawn. Hello, Maxwell.
Thanks for having me, boys. You must have had to go back for me to be able to convert one of my kicks.
Yeah, I think that was the late 2012 season we went back. No, mate, seriously, another great result, but we're all a bit on tenterhooks because, well, we sat through a pretty tough period calling you boys on Triple M, which we've discussed with Roosie in the past, but now you're so much fun to call, and I saw Jake Lever in a bit of danger and problems with his knee yesterday. Have you got an update, mate, because he's become such an important part of your team?
Yeah, look, it's a good little win yesterday, but a bit of a sour note would be Jake's knee. Didn't look like there was much in it, but it was his same knee as his first Rico back in 2013, I think it was, and it can be a bit shady when it comes to scans, especially when there's already a graft in there, so they're just taking extra precaution before an actual diagnosis of what he's done, because the last thing you want to do is say he's out for an ACL and he potentially could be playing in the next few weeks, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's a 90% chance that he has done his ACL. Yeah.
And Max, you've spoken to him, obviously. You had a couple too, didn't you? So have you had much a conversation around it? I suppose there's the positive and negative, trying to keep him upbeat as well. So have you had a bit of a chat to him?
Yeah, I texted him last night. He probably would have been getting a few texts. Yeah. Off a lot of people, but I just told him to keep his head high and only the best get back from two. So I'm hoping he can manage to find his way back from his second one, if it is the second. With my second Rico, the graft actually didn't look that good under the MRI, and the doctors diagnosed it as I hadn't done the ACL, and then I woke up and I had done it. So it is a little bit of a grey area. I'm fingers crossed that hopefully the ACL is actually intact.
Yep. Now, getting back to you, Maxie, I want you to clear something up, because there's been, you know, whether it's misconceptions around your weight loss. I think it's anywhere between 8 kilos and about 30 kilos, which would have taken you about 60 kilos playing weight as a ruckman. So can you give us, what did you go through in the off season? And I'm presuming you put a little bit of weight back on, because you're a good looking rooster and you're in pretty good nick. So go through the process for us so you can clarify for all our listeners exactly, yeah, what you did go through pre-season.
Yeah, well, it starts from probably missing out on finals, to be honest. I was in some miserable form as well in the last 3 or 4 weeks, so I wasn't happy with my own form. But as a club, we've come 17th and 18th a lot in the time I've been at the club. And when you get knocked out of finals, it comes to May and June when we're getting knocked out of finals. It doesn't really hurt as much as what it did last year in the last minute of round 23. So to be in that position and to realise that I was playing some bad footy and potentially came back a little bit overweight from my hamstring, I thought there's a chance in the off-season to get as fit as I could. And I wasn't really wanting to lose as much weight as I did. I ended up losing 9 kilos. And throughout the pre-season, I was feeling really good. And then round one and JLT, I just felt a little bit light. So I put a couple back on, but I'm still about 6 kilos lighter than what I was last season.
Maxie, I thought your coach Simon Goodwin delivered one of the press conference lines of the season on Friday when he referred to the hype and the excitement building around Melbourne at the moment as Fugazi or Fugazi, that great description and line from the Wolf of Wall Street movie. Did he discuss that with you guys throughout the week, or is that something you've been referring to, you know, recently? Where did this Fugazi line come up?
It's just something that he actually brought on his own back. He brought it on Monday. It was probably Craig Jennings, most likely.
Right. He's the brains behind Goody,
isn't he? Well, he says he's the brains. so he came just Monday morning and dropped that little line on us and got a few laughs from the boys. But it's just a way of saying that there's going to be a lot of talk about winning 6 in a row, about trying to get the lid off if that's what people are trying to say. And it's just ignoring that, which, I mean, it's well said in the Wolf of Wall Street. And it's a similar sort of aspect that we want to attack the next few weeks.
Speaking of big Maxi Gawn on the Sunday Rub, here's Wayne Carey.
Hey, Maxi, I want to talk about Neville Jetta, and I know Roosey, he won't want to say it, but Roosey's saved his career. His form last year was terrific, but this year, his game yesterday was right at the top, considering, it was a really good, solid team performance, but he was absolutely brilliant yesterday.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, when Roosey first got to the club, I'm pretty sure Nev had just been delisted. And it may have looked like career over for Nev then. And you even talk to him now, he was setting himself up with a couple of little things to do post-footy. And Roosey gave him a lifeline. He saw a little bit in him. And he's come back and played some super footy, especially in the last 18 months. And his one-on-one in his, we call it critical contest. So when you're alone in the 50 and sometimes it's one-on-one or 2v1, and you just got to get it done. He just gets it done, and it's a tremendous talent to have on our team, and he plays on the likes of Eddie Betts and Cyril Rioli, so it's a pretty challenging role, but he gets the job done for us and would be in the Australian sort of contention right now for the back pocket, you'd think.
Hey, Max, another player that's having a career-best year is Jake Melksham as well. He's had a terrific season of footy so far.
Yeah, and he's almost the opposite. He wins a lot of his one-on-ones down the other half, similar to Neville, but he makes sure he brings the ball to ground or at least half every contest he's involved in. And there's a new role in football, and it's this hybrid forward that Josh Caddy's doing really well over at Richmond at the moment, but Melksham and Mitch Hannon are doing very well for us at the D's. And to be come to the club as a half-back and now he's playing as pretty much our full forward, it's a tremendous turnaround, but he's playing some seriously good footy.
Mate, I was probably fortunate enough to see Angus Brayshaw play a lot for Sandy Dragons as a kid. Just tell us his evolution this year. I know he sort of struggled early to get a game and probably his habits weren't great off the field. You know, just needed a little bit of tweaking. I think he was playing okay in the JLT and also at Casey. But, gee, his last 5 or 6 weeks have been pretty special.
Yeah, right. No one comes in, well, some people do, but no one really comes in as an 18-year-old ready to go. They might have the football ability, and from what you say, Roosey, he was pretty good down at Dragons as an 18-year-old. And to go pick three, there's obviously a bit of pressure with that. And last year, Christian Petracca playing to the levels that he did, he probably felt a little bit of pressure. And we just backed him in and told him a couple of things that he needed to work on throughout the pre-season and VFL. And I think he only spent 1 week in the VFL, or maybe two this year. So it wasn't a tremendous sort of 7-8 week block in the VFL. He only lasted one or two down there, and he's back playing some really good footy. No one's going near him. He's had 40 in the last 2 weeks, which is phenomenal.
Max, love the picture in the Herald Sun today of Nate Jones getting ready to run out in game 250, and his young bloke's coming to give him a hug. And you got Angus Brayshaw there, you got Jack Viney with big smiles on their faces as they're walking up the race. Nathan Jones as a player, he hasn't had an enormous amount of success due to the state of Melbourne. What's he meant to you in your career? Is he the type of man that's ever pulled you aside and said, righto, mate, time to pull the socks up?
I'm a tad disappointed. I was around Nathan all day yesterday trying to get every photo we did, and they've remembered the photo that I wasn't in, which I don't know how. but Jonesy, I've said it, in a column earlier on, this my award-winning column in the Sunday Herald.
Just skip past that one, actually.
I said it earlier on in the year that he's won three best and fairest, captain the club for 5 years, could be an outside chance to take David Neitz's game record of 306 in the next couple of years. And probably the only thing that's missing is maybe some final success or even a finals game, potentially to his name, and hopefully that'll come. But as a leader, he is so caring, yet so intense. If you match the two, that's probably what he is. He's played a heavy role in what Angus Brayshaw is doing at the moment. He played a pretty big role in when I first got to the club, straightening me up, which believe me, was pretty hard work. So to have him still at the club and to be able to honour him yesterday with the 250 game and a win was super.
Was he the one that got you off the cigarettes on the way to training, Gorney?
Georgia played a role in that, Rosie.
Hey, Maxi, who is the pilot fish at the footy club? Like at Sydney, Nick Davis hangs around Buddy like a little pilot fish does on the big whale or the white pointer. Yeah. Who is that bloke at Melbourne that likes to hang around the stars so he is, does get in all the shots?
Yeah, I think Roosie can agree with this one. Tom Budd's very good at it. he was best mates with Bernie when he first got to the club. Now he's hanging around Melky a lot. So I mean, it's funny because he's in the VFL at the moment, but he would have known many of the younger guys' names, Tommy. He probably just sticks to your Melksham's and your Vince's.
Max, as we let you go, we were having a discussion about, in all seriousness, the MND and Queen's birthday. So much to look forward to, and all coaches involved, which is fantastic by the coaches and a fantastic tribute to Neil Danaher. And we were discussing who would have the best rigs, and our man Duck thought it would be a contest between Nathan Buckley and your coach. How well looked after himself is your coach, and do you expect him to be tops off on Monday when he goes down the slide?
I'm actually interested to see all eight coaches' rigs. It's going to be quite fascinating. Hopefully a couple of them go last so the water stays in the actual pool. But Goody's in tremendous shape. He actually runs and boxes a lot. So I'm looking forward to what he wears. I'm presuming a budgie smuggler type arrangement could be what we see.
Hey, Max, we appreciate your time. Fingers crossed for your teammate, Jake Lever. And we can't wait for Queen's birthday against the Pies. Thanks for having a chat with us on the Sunday Rub.
Thanks for having me, lad.